The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Thursday, August 12th, and to be completely honest with you, we don't have a lot of good shit to talk about. We're just going to bullshit for this entire episode. As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good friend, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, bubbas?
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
And we're joined by our very special guest. Grandma's back in town, Tyler, a.k.a. Tyler, I am. Our best buddy on the internet. What's up, man? Thanks for coming on the show.
Tell me, guys, what the hell is it? No, thank you, guys. I'm always, always thankful, always good to kick it with y'all. Sometimes I was like, I ain't got shit to talk about. But sometimes those are the best ones.
You just make shit to talk about. That's kind of like John asked me this morning. He was like, so what are we talking about today? And I was like, Tyler's on, man. I got two things.
We'll figure this shit out. We might only get the one. Like, that's right. How this goes.
Yeah. So before we get going, tell everyone, you are doing a million different things right now. Tell people, you know, where they can find you and what you're kind of promoting right now.
The hub is just twitter.com/TylerIam. The Patreon going /TylerIam. Fuck with the boy on Twitch, Trilly Whiskers, doing some work with the Tire Players. Not here to argue, Underdog Sports. I'm selling everything but my body. And the night is young. We're being honest. No,
yeah, this episode is gonna be us setting up an OnlyFans for you.
Right. This nigga Shaq, bro, on the internet. You feel me?
I'll be selling whatever you back scratchers, toenail clipper. Like, I need to get on that Shaq plan.
You can read our HelloFresh and FanDuel ads today if you'd like to.
I got you. Or read the fuck out of them ads.
I saw you was on a plane. Now, where was you traveling to? I saw you was playing golf, my G.
Yeah, I went out to the Retired Players. They had a golf convention out in Vegas because they figured out, I was like, listen, retired niggas love golf. Like, golf is literally, that's their new addiction.
Right.
You see it. You be out there on the links every day, but like, they are addicted to this shit. I had no idea. So that was my first time on a golf course ever doing anything relating to golf. And
did you play? You played your first time out there?
Heavens no. Oh. I didn't pick up. I drunk beers and I walked around and tried to get people to talk shit to each other. And I think I did my part.
I saw you in Top Golf though. The swing ain't bad, G.
Man, the thing is, they got like the Top Golf instructor or like whatever. And he was watching me. He was like, do that again, which is never a good sign. Like when somebody just walks up to you and just says, do that again. Because I was, every time I hit it would go to the right. So I turned the club 90 degrees to the left and it was going straight. He was like, I've never seen that in my life.
I'm gonna be an innovator.
Yeah, he was like, there's something there, but that's something. And he just walked away. It didn't help. He didn't like, there was no tweak. There was no, just loosen your grip. He was like, huh?
I have a golf story for you. I also don't play golf, but the only time John comes to Long Beach is if he's playing golf. So he to see my kids' baseball
game. There we go. Yeah.
So he came down to, it's actually in Orange County, just south of Long Beach. It's a very nice country club. And he was meeting a friend of ours named Tree, who's also black and who's a lawyer and she played basketball at Gonzaga. She's the homie. So they were like, come hang out at the golf course. And I was like, I'm good, bro. I'm not going to just like drive the cart around or whatever. He's like, okay, we'll come over for lunch. So I met him at the country club for lunch and they were both drunk as fuck. And this was like the day that they were counting up all the ballots for Donald Trump losing. So we had a fucking blast, bro.
He was drunk as fuck in that lunch, dog. hella drunk at 1 p.m. You feel me? Leaning, my boy.
And I was just like, oh, we got Indiana, you know? Right. Like,
right. Celebrating MAGA going down while playing golf is like, that is, I don't imagine, we're taking over. Yeah, I don't imagine too many people celebrated the downfall of Trump on the fucking, you know.
I was gonna say, y'all probably alone on the courses out there. I saw a sign on the courses, and maybe this is custom. It was like, marijuana use is not prohibited here. And I was like, huh, I feel like that's a sign I'd see at the basketball courts. You know what I mean? Not the, not necessarily the links.
They put up a sign to say it's not prohibited?
That is encouraging you to light up if you see a sign like that, right? That's saying, right, hey, like, put them joints out, man. Get it in. Listen.
Where were you at?
Cascada in Vegas.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Vegas don't give a fuck about smoke. Like I went out there a couple summers ago with my wife and you know, they got dispensaries and shit. Weed's legal in Vegas. And so I was talking to the dude working the floor in the casino. I was like, so smoking's legal in here, right? He's like, yeah. And I was like, and weed's legal in Vegas. He's like, yeah. And I was like, so I can smoke weed in here. He's like, well, yeah, but it's frowned upon. I was like, okay, that's all you know. I don't give a fuck about your frowns, boy.
I was lit around the party. Roulette machine. That's all I need to hear. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Like science telling me I'm allowed to do things. I feel like that kind of makes me a little bit nervous, though. You know what I mean? Like, if it's not prohibited, then why is there a sign about it?
They probably got sick of motherfuckers keep asking them, like, bro, can I get high out here? And they're like, put the goddamn sign up.
If the sign said it was like, hey, marijuana is allowed here, we encourage you to smoke up, I'd be like, hey, what's the fucking catch, man? Like, what's the, I don't trust it. So I think you're onto something, Mike.
Not prohibited, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel like that's exciting to me. You know
the
what
word
I mean?
Prohibited is prohibitive. You know what I mean?
But they said not prohibited. Prohibited. You know what I'm saying? Which cancels out the prohibitive factor of prohibited. You feel me? In my mind.
You're about to sound like some 1980s rap if you keep saying
prohibitive. Golf is my favorite sport. Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. I have one sports thing I wanted to ask you guys about, which is Dennis Schroeder himself $80 million. And I cannot enjoy it. It makes me so sad. And like, I don't know, am I broken? Am I too old to enjoy laughing at kids fucking up their money? Or
this nigga Tyler. You know what I'm saying? Oh God, Dennis.
Fucking Dennis. It's depressing, bro. Like, you know, I mean, he's gonna be all right. He's made like 70 million career. It's 6 million a year is nothing to, you know, scoff at, but god damn, boy. Like, you could have had 85 million in Los Angeles with LeBron and AD chasing a title. Now you in Boston, bro, in the fucking Big Baby's group chat. Like, dog, it didn't have to be this way.
Did it? That's the only thing I think when I see that shit is it didn't have to be this way. He got two offers. One that was like
the second.
There was one before the 84 million, which was like, I think 4 years. The other one was a little more, but it was only for 2 years. Okay. He got two different offers.
That's the only one I've
seen. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like, nigga, yes, he made 70 million in how many years? You know what I mean? Which is great. He was about to make 80. You know what I'm saying? More than he's made his entire career in four. And now the nigga got shipped off for the low ski.
Like, he earned his keep. That's the worst part, man. He on a 1 year deal in Boston is the black German guy that got to earn his fucking keep. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got to be Mr. Towel Waver. Hand clap, like he got to be all that to get that 75, whatever he passed up on. It's a tough scene, man.
He's got to do at least one night guarding Lucky, the leprechaun.
Yeah,
you got to fight for Lucky, bro. You got to physically fist fight a motherfucker for disrespecting Lucky.
Oladipo got that shit too, though. Because Oladipo turned down, I think it was like 4 for $80 from Indiana. Mm-hmm. Then Houston offered, I think, like 2 for $50. He turned that down and then he got hurt again. So his is. I won't say I do feel worse for Vic because he just can't stay healthy. Schroeder, he bet on himself and sometimes you lose.
No.
But Vic just kept getting hurt. That sucks.
I mean, what is the number that you have to turn? Like, 84 million is enough for me not to bet on me. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, 84, I'm not going to really bet on
I'll
me.
Bet on
you know
him.
What I mean?
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Right. I'll bet on Bron, nigga. I'll take this 84 when my last name is Schroeder. You know what I mean? Yeah. My last name, James, I'm betting on me. I'm not betting on me past 84 if my last name is Schroeder, dog.
It just becomes like, what are you betting on yourself for? $100 million instead of 84. Like, $84 million sounds like you bet on yourself and succeeded
and won.
Like, that's right. Your goal. The reason you're betting on things is to try and win $84 million.
Y'all remember the Tobias Harris shit?
What happened with Tobias?
When he was a Clipper, they offered him 4 for $80. He turned it down, and next year he got 5 for $180. Like, he got an extra. So that's the ultimate. Okay, if he did it. Yeah. I can do it, but like you said, 85 in LA to just be just play off Bron at 80, man. That's tough.
I don't mean to sound like a Pell Grant baby, but what could I do with $180 million that that I couldn't do with $80 million?
I mean, rich people would know. We wouldn't know.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Rich people know for sure, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, nigga. More peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, motherfucker.
Like, man,
is there a chance he make this back next summer, though? Because it's a one-year deal. What level of balling would he have to do for somebody 12 months from now to be like, okay, now we feel good. You see, that's what sucks.
I mean, he threw up on the biggest stage. He threw up in the fucking playoffs playing with fucking Bron, nigga. What do you have to do to cancel out that taste in people's mouth? That's what you got. And that's going to be difficult in fucking with the Celtics when you might, you know, play one playoff series. You know what I'm saying? And 12 people going to watch that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Boston. I don't know, man. He might have. You wanted a 12, Jackson.
Easy does it. Yeah.
Easy does it.
Well, it is a good point, though, that it's like he went from, you know, maybe $84 million ends up being overvalued, but not really. I mean, it's not like he's not a good player. He just got exposed in the playoffs. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's undervalued at the moment for sure. Like, Dennis Schroeder
is a steal.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, Dennis Schroeder's get $80 million in the NBA.
Like, it's not a steal. It's robbery. Like, armed robbery, nigga. This ain't a misdemeanor. These niggas need to do Fed time for getting this nigga for $6 million. You know what I mean? I would call the police a nigga off me $6 million if I'm Dennis Schroeder. He had to take that because that's all he had, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you where he overshot his hand at. Like, there is a big payday for the third option on that Lakers team, and he knew that. He thought he would be the $100 million guy. Well, you see, they brought in another third option guy who they're paying $40 million a year to now at Russ. So truth be told, you should have took the money and ran because they probably would have traded your ass anyway. At least you would have had $85 million in D.C. and not $6 million in Boston right now. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
Schroeder really thought he could be the $100 million guy on a team with AD and Bron. And that's thinking extremely high of yourself, man. I don't want to.
That's
I
admirable, man.
But shit, like when does the realism set in is what I'm wondering.
I feel like if you got that kind of like confidence in yourself, it don't. Like, I feel like if you talk to Dennis Schroeder right now, he like, man, listen, I'm about to get 200 next summer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows that one guy is like, look, man, that 10 years in prison, that was nothing, man. That just made me, I learned everything I need to know now. I know how to play the game now. But Schroeder come out on the other, they was just testing me. You know, it's politics.
We saw him skateboarding on his live, you know what I'm saying, with no contract. That nigga's confidence is definitely... You know what I'm saying? He thinks he's getting $152 million next
That's
year.
That's what I'm saying
for sure. You know what I mean?
You can't tell him nothing.
But I talked to him. He said he just wanted to see how. I talked to him, like, interviewed him, like, when he was like at his peak, and he just wanted to see how, like,
you fucked it up.
No. I asked the nigga. I asked him. I said, "Bro, are we gonna see you on the Lakers?" You know what I'm saying? He was like, he didn't want to leave the Lakers. He wanted to see how much he could get. He said he never had like.
And you said, do it. Bet on yourself.
I said, don't put me. Hey, bro. Hey, because I've been watching this shit like this nigga hurt my pockets, nigga. I ain't lost a dime because of this nigga, but I feel bad watching it. So don't put me anywhere near that shit. But yo, I supported him betting on himself. Yes,
$84 million is an insult, Dennis.
I should have said, Dennis, bro, nigga, you know who you are? Betting on yourself, Bubba? Nah, man. Dentists don't win when it comes to betting on yourself. I think, how many dentists have won? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not a strong gambling name. Like, you got to be like right. a Gavin or something. Or, right. right. To be like a master. Right. A dentist, you just made it in the cards for you to be a good
dentist. Dentist is hot. Yeah, it just right. won't.
Dennis is be catching L's out here in the universe. Yeah. You feel me? You know, Andromeda, Dennis is catch L's. And, you know what I'm saying?
I know y'all on other planets. The best tweet ever is like the dude in North Dakota. He walked in like the bar after like 30 years and the same bartender was like, get the hell out of here, Dennis. Like, just niggas named Dennis got it bad.
If his name had been Mark, they would have forgot.
Man, right. like, come on here, man. Right. I said, no.
Not a Dennis. Not on my watch, Dennis.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. I obviously am a big Dodgers fan. You know, I've been taking the Dodgers and the under. That's what I'm doing with the Dodgers-Phillies game because I think that they're going to shut the Phillies down. So same game parlay, just one of the reasons, though, that I bet with FanDuel. It's easy to use. You've got live betting. All my friends use it. It's got fast withdrawals. FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And I love all the odds boosts and specials. You've probably been seeing Live Moods on the volume, dropping some of those boosts and specials. So definitely check those out. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to create a same game parlay and use promo code JNJ to sign up. That is J&J, like Jenkins and Jones. New users get their first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. That's promo code J&J so they know that we sent you. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Minimum bet $10. Max bonus $200. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. So we have not been we have not talked about the PJ Washington, Brittany Renner shit on here because I don't find it funny when people prey on kids and fucking rob them. Yeah. Oh my. But I do find it funny to laugh at Jason Whitlock. Yeah. And so speaking of reality setting in, here's the, I'm not giving all the background on everything because you either know about the story or you don't, but Jason Whitlock tweeted, PJ Washington's caught in the real trap house, but for the grace of God, there go I. 4 years ago, I used to spend 30 minutes a day looking at Britney's IG.
Listen, there's so many funny things in the tweet, but the funniest part is Jason Whitlock making he had a fucking chance with Britney Renner. That's there, but for the grace of God, go where, nigga? Where?
I think Trap House might be my favorite part of it.
30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day. Did he time it?
So how long do you think that really means? 30, he said 30. How long do you think that really means?
3 hours at least.
At least.
An hour and a half minimum.
I think 3 hours. Come on, man. This is Jason Whitlock. He ain't got no friends. He on TV and looking at her Instagram. That's all.
Was it 3 1-hour segments? Was it like a morning, an afternoon, and a night, or was it like 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.? It's fucking Brittany Renner.
He put it in his Google Calendar, bro. He had it blocked out. Don't call me. Don't send no meetings, nigga. 3 hours with Brittany every fucking day. You kidding me? This nigga was double-handing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Speed bagging his balls, nigga. Come on. You already know what time it was.
Did she reply to that tweet in any way? I hope that she did.
Let me go.
Like, Jason, look, if there's any measure you want to take to get public opinion back on your side, light Whitlock ass up. Like, that's how you can sway public opinion.
And she was just like, boy, get your big ass. Like, that's just
bitch.
Yeah,
just a bitch. That's it, bitch. Right.
He's done out here.
Right. Shit. God
damn. We're like a wild nigga, boy.
Woo wee.
I also love, I mean, we know he's got fucking main character syndrome for sure, but like the idea that he doesn't understand, he thinks that the people watching Brittany Renner's IG are like the suitors and not the customer. You know what I mean? Like, you were just at the basketball game. They weren't going to put you on the team, bro. Like,
right.
Like, Bron is not pointing around in the Staples Center like, you're the new point guard.
Right. I need a portly man to hit a corner three and grab some rebounds.
Right. Oh, portly. That's a funny fucking word.
Shit.
Yeah. Tyler, you watched the first episode of the Netflix doc on the Malice at the Palace. None of the rest of us have seen it yet. So what are we missing? What's it looking like?
It's
is it real Malice-y?
It's really fucking good. Really, really, really fucking good. You know, I think that we probably all assume, hey, you know, we know everything there is to know about this story. I had that same assumption too. And that first episode is just some incredible behind the scenes work where they're talking to, you know, Reggie Miller, they're talking to, you know, Stack, they're talking to Artest, you know, about how they came on board, and Jermaine O'Neal too. And the star of this fucking documentary, at least for this first episode, was Reggie Miller. I cannot believe how much I enjoyed Reggie Miller commentary because, you know, during this time, you know, 2004, you know, Reggie was the OG in the fucking twilight of his career. And you bring on all these young wild boys, you know, Artest and Stack and O'Neal, and, you know, they're like 25 and Reggie's like 58. You know what I mean? So he had the OG wisdom of seeing shit that was happening. He knew there was a storm that was bubbling with this team.
Right.
I don't think he knew it was going to get this bad, but like, you know, he tells some great behind the scene OG old head perspective here. So I feel really fucking dirty praising Reggie Miller like this, but it's a very good fucking watch.
Oh, just like how many episodes, how many parts is it?
I have no fucking idea. I don't know if anyone knows, bro. It just, the next episode comes out next week. So
yeah, did they talk about how good the fucking Pacers were that year?
Oh, yeah.
And how they
yeah,
were supposed sure. to win a for fucking sure. chip. Okay, sure. okay, okay.
That was sure. the
Reggie,
year,
Reggie
that
said
was
himself,
the year.
Yeah, yeah, Reggie said himself, you know, we took the 98 Bulls to 7. He said, I never thought that we had a chance, but in 04, I thought we had a chance to win. Mm-hmm, like I'm mm-hmm. saying, Reggie dropping gems in that motherfucker, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to tap in.
Yeah, I got to check it.
Yeah, I got to check it too. John, you had a question you wanted to ask about baths?
So it's my moment, guys. No, you know, I love a nice bath talk. No, I've been anti-bath for like my entire life. I didn't take a bath in like a decade until last night.
You went all over here.
No, I've been showering. I don't take baths. I think they're nasty.
You need to clarify that in today's climate.
Yeah. No, we shower in the summer maybe twice a day. You know what I'm saying? At least once for sure, Ski. You feel what I'm saying? But like, I've been anti-bath. I thought it was really weird to put your butt where like people put their feet. The curtain kind of fucked me up in baths and shit like that. You know what I mean?
You were like a cat, like caught in the blankets.
It was just like, you know, like, have you looked at the curtains? Like, you know, like they're kind of nasty. You know, I don't really, I mean, even if you change it like every 2 months, it's still like the curtain got all type of, you know, suds on it and shit, dried. It fucks me up. You feel me? But like, I cracked the code, nigga. You know what I mean? I feel like the key to a good bath is that it has to just be a bath. You know what I mean? Like, no shower.
It
has to be separate from the shower.
He was so fucking high when he took a bath last night.
So fucking high, dog.
Water wasn't even on, dog. He was just in there vibing.
There was no curtain. I think I'm gonna be a bath a week ass nigga from here on out, bro.
Oh, so hold on. So you cracking the code was taking the shower curtain out when you take a bath?
No. There's a separate bath. There's a separate bath,
and then taking a bath.
Y'all need to take y'all to my motherfucking bathroom. Like, the bath is separate from the shower. Like,
it's not an all-in-one.
Yeah, it's not an all-in-one. Okay. So like, there's no feet on the ground.
You got like the gold paws shit. No, you got a tub. You got to have gold. That's what watch a TV growing up told me. You got to have some gold paws on this. No,
not we ain't there yet, but it is separate. And I feel that was the key. Like, the fucking curtain is what fucked me up, and the feet on the ground. Once it's just a bath by itself, that shit.
So that's fire. The only thing is you. It's only ever ass there, not feet.
Right. That was my.
I see what you're saying.
You thank you, okay. Dog. Somebody gets me. You know how like you know niggas bring their dirty ass feet. Motherfuckers be wearing their shoes into the fucking bathroom, walking all over your fucking, you know what I'm saying, rugs and shit. So that all that was in my head, but when it's just booties on baths, it makes a total big difference. You feel what I'm saying? Plus a lot of weed, a lot of Blue Dream. A lot of Blue Dream, you feel me?
Interesting.
Y'all don't, so what, go ahead, what are you about to say?
I was gonna say, I take a bath about once a year. You know, my wife does that shit about like twice a month. She does all that exfoliating, soaking in the bath bomb shit and all that. And she convinces me to take them every now and then, so. I mean, it's not something where I'm clamoring for my next one, but you know, it's an enjoyable experience. I'll say, I am fucking amazed at bath bombs. How the fuck do you make soap sizzle and grow and disappear like that? That's sorcery, though.
I can't wait to my next bath. I'm so excited about next Tuesday. I'm scheduling my baths out.
Go play like, oh boy, outside or something and get there.
I'm scheduling my baths out. Like, oh boy, looking at Britney's motherfucking IG, nigga. One hour, do not text. You know what I mean?
Call the trap house.
Right. Put that motherfucker on my Google Calendar, nigga. Bath time, bitch. I can't wait, nigga. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Did y'all see they was giving The Rock flack, man? The Rock was like, yeah, I take mad baths. And people were like, what? That's weird. And The Rock was like, it's really not. I work out really like not. 9 times a day. Like,
right. It's really not white people. You know, you need to say the quiet part there out loud. You know?
Someone quote tweeted him and said, this isn't weirder than not bathing. And he was like, I bathe when I get up, after I work out, and at the end of the day where I'm being a fucking action star all day. Like, so
12-hour days, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Being shirtless and sweaty, nigga. Like, bro, a bath after that makes a whole lot of fucking sense. Yeah, I don't get it, bro.
Every bath he takes, like, if you don't take a bath in that situation, you a wild motherfucker. Like, right. If you leave in the crib, musty, you wild. If you go in to work after working out without showering, you wild. If you coming home and going to bed after doing action star shit, you wild as hell, too. So he has to take a shower in all those junctions.
You pull up with a 12-hour day of work after 2 workouts and haven't showered any. Like, and people are just like, what's the problem?
Nigga, socks on like, in the bro. Bed. Like, bro. Like, just lay down.
Stink.
Nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of here with that shit, crazy. And have you seen The Rock's workouts? Have you seen his workouts? Nigga, this nigga is on roids. He is really working out, nigga.
He ain't doing the Peloton for 20 minutes. Like,
he got chains on his neck doing dips, nigga. These are some ancient ass rep workouts he's doing, nigga.
Spartan shit, bro.
He's squatting with rocks, boulders above his head and shit. Like, this nigga different, bro. Like, dog, please shower after that. Thank you, nigga. Weirdos, bro.
I love it because, like, Twitter is I was just talking about this with our kids because we had a water balloon fight. You know the moment in the water balloon fight when you realize like, oh, it's just water, you know, and like you override your fight or flight instincts and you're like, oh, I could just be like the Hulk right now. Like, it's just water.
I could eat these. Yeah.
That's The Rock on Twitter. Like, all Twitter is like, it's water, but it's people being like, oh, that's weird. Like, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna get people calling you weird or whatever. And The Rock is just like, I'm literally the fucking Rock. Like, somebody like you quote tweeted me and said, isn't this weird? Like, I'm The Rock. Like,
there's nothing I could have said to where people would have agreed with you instead of me.
Look at you. And
you know what I mean? There's not a single thing that you could have said.
Right.
Because I'm The Rock. Like, that.
Like, even if I'm wrong, look at me and look at you.
Right.
You're not going to win this.
Look back at me.
Yeah.
Right. I win when I fucking lose, nigga. Okay. Like, I'm The fucking Rock, nigga. Also, he produces like hella shit. So, like, he puts himself, he controls so much shit. Have y'all peeped that? Like, he owns his own.
I didn't know he did that.
He has his own production company. That's how he's in every fucking movie. He's a fucking producer.
How much time are you spending on The Rock's IG per day?
Oh, nigga, I love The Rock. I'm gonna have at least 30 minutes a day. All workout vids, nigga. All squats and chains.
Grace of God, go eye. Right.
30 minutes is a long ass time, man.
That's a long time.
On
one page? How many times are you looking at the same? Yeah. And what if she didn't post that day? You still looking over the same shit?
Like, that's nasty work, man.
Dastardly man. A ruffian.
A scoundrel.
Call the police.
A charlatan. A rap scoundrel.
Nefarious behavior, yeah.
Right, nefarious indeed. Nasty-ass nigga.
Courtesy of our mutual friend, Chris Long, I have a very stupid argument that I have actually had in real life and been on the losing end of. So I'm curious about this. Everyone picture lemon lime Gatorade. Mm-hmm. On the, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then point to the camera. And when I point to the camera, say the color that you think lemon lime Gatorade is. 1, 2, 3, green.
It's Mountain Dew color, whatever the fuck color that is.
Like neon green is what I was going to say, but yeah. I say green.
I thought it was yellow, nigga. I call it yellow Gatorade.
It's like, green.
Why is this an argument?
Because it's, I mean.
I'm sorry, Mike.
You can't believe it.
I can't believe it's green. I'm looking at it. I see yellow. Right? You can't believe it.
It's green, and Chris Long said so, and apparently everyone disagrees with him. I have also called it green, and Char screenshot me saying that and sent it to our group chat with our friends so everyone can fucking roast
what me. Did Char that's say ugly. It was?
She says it's yellow.
Because and when has Char ever been wrong?
That's what fucked me up.
That's a good point. That's not yellow.
Oh, it's yellow, Bubba.
It's
yellow, Bubba.
Urine is yellow. If that's coming out of your body, you need help. No. You're a bad guy. You need
yellow is a family. These colors are, the basic colors they're part of a spectrum.
Okay, while that's literally true, I don't think it's that helpful because blue is also on the color spectrum.
I'm saying though, there's different yellows, there's different blues, there's different shades of these basic colors. That is a shade of yellow, my friend.
It's a greenish yellow. Look, that's the color that every fucking drink goes when they're trying to sell you some citrusy shit. A citrus combination. They go with that fucking color.
You remember Ninja Turtles used to go after that ooze?
That's not the color. The ooze is the color definitely green. That's green. Yellow. That's yellow like a motherfucker.
It's green.
That's yellow like a motherfucker.
The picture looked yellow, but it's green in real life.
The picture looks green.
I'll say this. If you saw a tree with those color leaves, you would think it's fall and not spring or something.
Right. So it looked yellow.
Yeah. So I think that leans more towards the yellow side.
Tyler.
This is like GAC. It's that, like
that's more of a green, but that's not
green.
The color.
That's their representation of what the color looks like.
But it's not
this is the lemon lime powder.
It's not correct. Bro, the color of the fucking liquid.
You're saying
is
Gatorade
yellow.
Doesn't know what color Gatorade is.
I'm saying I don't give a fuck what Gatorade says when I'm looking at the fucking color and it says yellow to my fucking eyes, nigga. Fuck what Gatorade thought. I don't care about your frowns, okay? Nigga. Shit, that shit yellow, nigga. If Char said it's yellow too. That's a fact, nigga.
I have no answer to that.
Right. Yeah, better not. Better not.
Bro, they sell that shit in big ass gallons. That shit look like antifreeze, bro. That shit does not look healthy to consume.
I be fucking that Gatorade up, bro.
Look at this shit, man. Would you drink this shit?
If somebody just poured, just a glass of that. Just handed you a glass of that.
No. I would think you try to poison me if I see you pour some shit.
I would slap it out of their hand. Like.
That's hydrochloric acid, man. Like I've watched movies before. Right.
We seen that shit. But low key, that Gatorade Zero, the yellow joint, is my favorite. That and the orange, that's my favorite joint. So I be fucking them shits up, bro.
Oh, that motherfucking Gatorade Ice, the glacier, whatever the fuck, the white shit. Oh my God.
Stop playing, nigga. That's Ooh. Candy. That's candy.
Yeah.
Woo! Gatorade be
Grape
slapping,
or
bro.
Riptide Rusher.
You said what?
Look, Riptide Rush, or the grape. The grape get it done. It don't taste nothing like grapes, but.
This nigga said Riptide Rush. Is that a name of a Gatorade?
It's gotta be.
I mean,
I don't think I just made that. I'm almost certain this will come.
Look that motherfucker up.
Riptide Rush.
It is. Vinny likes that. Okay, they can't call it grape. They can't call it grape Gatorade. It's purple Gatorade, but they can't call it.
What color is that?
Nigga, that's purple like a motherfucker. It might be blue, though. No, that's purple. That's purple. That's purple. That's purple.
What color is this dress?
No, but for real, man, like, I don't know, like, you go into Riptide Rush, that's a little further in the names you should probably go for drinks, you know what I mean? They've jumped the shark of beverages. You know what I'm saying?
Look, bro. Gatorade is shameless. Like, they, you seen the gamer fuel they make just for motherfuckers who play video games?
Gamer fuel. God damn, nigga.
The shit we make for Aaron Donald is not enough for a ninja. Like, we gotta make some different shit for ninja. Because...
Right. It's shameless, dog.
Insane, dog.
Have you ever had the Gatorade that, like, the trainers for football teams mix up, though, with the powder? It is different. They change the ratio on it. They put more powder in it than you get in the bottle, bro.
Like, crack.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Mix as a kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom would have to mix, but I never had it as an adult. Especially not from a fucking trainer making it. I would not trust that shit. Fuck no.
Oh, there you go. But it's about, especially with the ice in there, bro.
Creatine in that bitch or something. So where am I slicing some amino acids in that bitch?
Nigga, what's wrong with amino acids? Why are you so anti-amino acids? I just had some with my little protein shake, nigga.
They had you can't see color straight, dog.
Drinking the foundation of life, bro. A synthetic, man-made foundation of life, and you think I'm the weird one? I drink this every day. The building block of humanity. We consume this every morning.
Right, nigga.
These are free-range fetuses.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do for the gains, my nigga. Jesus. Ain't nothing wrong with no motherfucking amino acids. The way you just described it is,
yeah,
does make you think a little bit.
Of life, bro. Like, we don't exist without amino acids, bro. And you drinking that shit?
Drinking the fuck out of them. You feel me? Every day.
You're a fucking super villain, man. You're fucking Bane, dog.
I hope so, nigga. I'm trying to get like Bane, big swole ass.
He grumpy in the morning. I haven't had my amino. Don't talk to me yet. Like, I haven't had my
nigga,
amino.
Y'all drinking coffee, nigga? Straight caffeine. That's crack, bro. Niggas are addicted to that shit. Water, nigga. Water too good, bro. Shit. I mean, come on. We ain't. I'm full. You know, pro water over here. You know.
I don't need to sprinkle someone's broken hopes and dreams in this shit. It's good by itself, bro.
Hey, them hopes and dreams be delicious as a motherfucker, nigga. And are grateful fuel during the workout, my boy. Okay? I ain't mad at it. More, please. Shit, nigga. Fuck you, thug.
Does anyone else have any other stupid topics they want to talk about? I feel like we've already recorded a whole podcast. So.
This was a very Jenkins, and I like these podcasts.
Yeah.
This is our shit, you know what I mean?
This is our hashtag brand.
Yeah, this, you know what I'm saying? This is very 2017 out here, 2018, you know?
Old school.
We are one planned topic and a bunch of weird shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
We end up yelling about colors. I think that's how we all
saw it. We haven't sold out completely. We haven't sold out completely yet. Good for us.
Yes. So that's how we all saw ourselves, yes. On graduation day from Long Beach State University, right. I said, I hope one day...
This was the goal, bro.
Talking about Gatorade.
This was the goal, nigga.
That is actually true, though. The one difference between this and a classic Jenkins and Jones episode, and I didn't want to say anything about it until we got to the very end of the episode. We did not have any technical issues today.
Clap it up.
I was just saying,
it's over now. I'll come in and say we'll be back on fucking Monday. You know,
Jackson Booty just tightened up. Don't jinx it. That is untenable, Mike.
We didn't do a tenable, untenable.
We'll do it
next week. All right. Yeah. That was Jenkins and Jones. Thank you so much, Tyler, for hopping on with us.
Always. Appreciate y'all. Always.
Man, you're the best, bro. We appreciate you. And we'll be back on Monday. So look out for that shit.
Bye.
Bye.